Hi there, everybody. This is Irv and Rue of IrvandRue.com and the Mind, Body, and Soul podcast. Welcome, and today we're going to do a Pilates workout. So let's go ahead and grab a mat and get yourself comfortable and rest on your back. So we're going to go ahead and rest onto the back. Give yourself enough space and make sure you have a glass or a bottle of water if you need that. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and bring both knees into our chest. Move those legs in circles just to warm up your lower body and warm up those back muscles. Great, so let's go in at least 10 circles one direction as we're continuing to move. We're about the last circle. Now let's go ahead and change the direction with our legs. Continuing the breath as you breathe. Slowing the legs down, place your feet onto the ground. Now let's start with our single leg lift. Keeping your arms next to you, let's straighten out the right leg on those abdominals as we inhale. Let's exhale, lift that right leg up. Inhale, lower the leg down with control. Keep the leg straight, point to the foot. Exhale, lift that leg. Inhale, bring it down. There's two. And right back up for three. Lower. And four. Inhale, bring the leg down. Exhale, we lift. Five. Bring that down. And six. Bringing it down. Here's seven. And we bring that down. Here's eight. And bring that down. And nine. Good. And last one for ten. Let's keep that leg up and let's circle it now for ten. We got one. Two. Three. Pointing to the foot. Four. Five. Six. Seven, eight, nine, and ten. Let's change the direction with the leg. Keep your hands next to your hips. There's two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Great job. Let's place that foot onto the ground. And let's go ahead and try the other leg now. Left leg is out straight, pointing to that foot, abs are contracted, neutral through your spine. As we inhale, exhale, lift that leg up. Inhale, bring it down. Right back up for two. And down. Here's three. Down. And four. And down. Exhale, lift for five. And inhale, bring it down. And six. Seven. Eight. Two more. Nine. Last one, let's keep that leg up for 10. Let's circle it for 10. Two, three, four, doing great. Six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Let's change the direction with that leg. Yeah. And two, and four, five, and six, and seven, and eight, and nine, and 10. Great job, let's place that foot onto the ground. Okay, let's go ahead and work on to our double leg lift. Before that, let's do our alternating legs. Bringing both knees in. Easier warm up to begin at first. Take your left leg out, right leg staying in. Now your shoulders and your head can rest or you can bring them up. That's up to you. If your head gets tired, bring your head back to the ground. Let's go ahead and bring the right leg in close with the exhale, looking up into the sky. Inhale in between, we switch. Left leg in, right leg away. Here's two. Switch, here's three. And four, and five, six, seven. Bring that navel to the spine. Here's eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Rest, place your feet onto the ground and your shoulders and your head. Yourself at least a 10-second rest, bringing down your heart rate. Going to our straight alternating legs next, as we're going to stretch out big time in those hamstrings and that low back. Let's begin by bringing the legs in again, taking the right leg away from you. Place your hands behind your left leg, lift that up. bring that left leg back as you lower your right. There's one, two good pulses. You're bringing back that leg. Inhale in between the exhale switch. Right leg back, left leg lowering. Two, and three, and four. Exhale switch. Five, and six, seven, eight. Point to those feet, leg straight. Nine, and 10, navel to the spine. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Rest. Nice job. Relaxing with each breath. Okay, we're going to work our double leg lift next, where you're going to place your hands next to your hips. We're going to keep those legs tied together as we inhale. As we exhale, bring the knees in. Lift your legs up into the air. Lift your hips up if you'd like. Bend at your knees and touch your toes to the ground. Then immediately lift back up for two. And we lower with control. Right back up to three as we exhale. Inhale, bring it down. Here's four. Inhale down with control. Here's five. And six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. Great, let's keep it going. Here's 11. 12. 13. 14, good job, here's 15, and 16, almost there, 17, 18, 19, last one, 20, great job, relaxing a deep breath. Good, okay, so from here we're going to our corkscrew where we're going to keep, lift both legs up, keep them tied together, point through those feet, connect those heels, turn your knees and feet out, and let's circle our legs for 10, one direction, one, breathing in and out, two, keep your abs tight, there's three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Great job. Let's change it the other way. Now we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well done. Place those feet onto the ground. Relaxing as we breathe. Knowing that you can do these exercises with 2 to 3 sets per workout. If you'd like to, we'll just go through and do it one set with each to give you a good idea of what we're going through. So you can just repeat this audio session. You can go back through it again. We're going to do a double leg stretch this time by bringing both knees into our chest. Lift the shoulders and head up if you'd like, or keep them on the ground as we inhale. We're going to exhale, take the legs out in front, connect your heels and reach your arms back. Your low back stays connected to the ground. Inhale, we bring it in. Exhale, extend back out. Bring that navel to the spine. So there's two. Inhale, bring it in. Exhale, right back out for three. We bring it in as we inhale. Exhale, back out for four. And bring that in. Here's five. Bring that in. And six. Bring that in. Here's seven. Right back in. Here's eight. Right back in. And nine. Bringing it back in. Last one for 10. Great job. Place your feet down and your shoulders and your head. Okay, so our next exercise we'll go into will be our 100 exercise. So listen carefully. What you'll be doing is moving just your arms to be parallel to the ground at the sides of your hips. Then you'll lift 5 pulses up with your arms to be in line with your knees. Your feet can stay down or you can lift your legs up to be extended. Abs are tight. Shoulders and head may rest. Keep that low back pressed to the mat or the ground. Now if you'd like to lift your legs up, you may either table position or straight up. Connect those heels, feet pointed and turned out with those knees and your feet. So let's begin. Shoulders and head could come up into spinal flexion, abs tight. Let's begin. Five pulses up as we inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale up. 2, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale up. 3, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And inhale up. 4, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale up, 5, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale down, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Inhale up, 6, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale up, 7, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Inhale up, 8, 2, 3, 4, 5. And exhale down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Almost there. Inhale up, 9, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Last round, inhale up, 10, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Rest, place your feet down. Your shoulders and your head are on the ground as well. You can move your head to the left side, stretch out your neck, then come back up to center, then move to the right side, stretching out the neck as you relax with each breath. Just move your head side to side. So that exercise can actually also be done with dumbbells in your hands, putting 1, 2, 3, 4 pound, 5 pound dumbbells, whatever you feel comfortable in, one in each hand, as long as your shoulders could handle it. Okay, so let's go ahead and work on our bicycle crisscrosses. This is where we're going to bring our hands behind our head. Our elbows are out wide, just as our head rests on the ground, or both our elbows are on the ground. So when you bring your body up, you're going to turn opposite elbow to knee, and your elbows are out of your peripheral vision. Now your legs, feet could be on the ground for easiest modification, or your legs could be a table position or straight up. Low back connected to the ground as we inhale. Abs are tight. Let's begin. As we exhale, come up right elbow toward left knee. As we exhale, we inhale, we come back. Now we exhale, come up left elbow or shoulder toward right knee, and inhale, we come back. There's two. Let's continue a little faster. Here's three. Pausing up at the top. Inhale back. And four. And bringing it back. Here's five. And bring that back with control. And six. And back. Here's seven. Bring that back. Here's eight. And back. Here's nine. Bring that back. Here's 10. Bring that back. Here's 11. And 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19. Last one for 20. Great work. Let's place our feet onto the ground and relax with our breath. Okay, let's stretch out those abdominals and work our arms. We'll lift our hips up into a bridge as we reach arms back. Let's begin. We exhale, lift our hips up. Arms are reaching far behind us. Knees are in line with our hips. We bring it back down as we inhale. We lift our arms, lower our spine down one vertebrae at a time. Hands and hips touch around the same time. Let's exhale, lift right back up again. Reach it far back. Keep your hips high. And inhale, we bring it back down with control. Exhale, we lift up and reach back. And inhale, we bring our body right back down. Exhale, lift up and reach back. Inhale, we bring our body back down. Let's go for one more time. We lift up and reach back. And we lower right back down. Okay, so now let's go ahead and practice a roll-up. So this is where we're going to go ahead and straighten our legs out. Take our arms back overhead. Abs are tight. Heels are pressing into the ground. Stretching across the ground as we inhale. Now we're going to exhale, explode up, and move into a seated tall position and forward fold over the legs. Let's begin inhaling. Exhale, lift up, up, and fold over the legs. Good. Inhale, we stack our spine, sit tall. Exhale, we round our back, come down. Reach arms way back there as we inhale. Exhale, explode up.
and fold over those legs as we stretch those hamstrings and our low back. Inhale, we roll up. Exhale, we round our spine. We go back and reach those arms way back there. Good, and let's exhale, we explode up. Folding over the legs, keeping those toes pointed towards your knees, rolling up through our spine as we inhale. Exhale, we round our spine, come down, reach those arms way back there. Good, and exhale, explode up. And fold over the legs. Nicely done. We're going to roll up as we inhale, rounding our back as we exhale. Reach far back there with those fingers, keep the arms straight. Inhale, lengthen, exhale, explode up. Folding forward over our legs. Sitting up tall as we inhale, we stack our spine. Exhale, we round our spine, come down. And here's our last repetition. We come up, exploding up, and fold as we exhale, lean over the legs. Good, now release the hands. We stack through our spine, sit up nice and tall. So what we're going to do next is we're going to work into a seated spine twist. Your legs are together, dorsiflex your feet, toes toward your knees. Taking the flesh out from under us, so we're sitting tall in our sit bones. Now the arms could be hugging somebody in front of you as your elbows are out wide, fingers interlaced. Or you could bring your arms out to a T to be in line with your shoulders. And when you turn, your arms are in line with each other, so hands are in line with shoulders. Inhale, we're tall, lengthen the spine. Look back at that left hand with two good pulses or turns. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, we go to the right. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, we go left. Inhale, back to center. Exhale, to the right. Good, there's four. Inhale, back. Here's five. Blowing out the mouth as we inhale. And then exhale, and inhale, come back around. Exhale, turn. There's six. And exhale, we turn. Blowing out the mouth. Inhale to center. Exhale, we go eight. And back. And turn. There's nine. Good. And here's 10. Bringing it back. Let's lower the arms. Okay, so now we're going to move into a saw. We're going to separate our legs to be as wide as our mat. Okay, so our arms are going to be out to a T as they were before. Opposite hand will cut off your little toe with your fingers, looking at the hand behind you. And here we're tall. Exhale, we'll turn to the left. We lower the forward bend. Right hand cuts off the little toe with two good strokes. You're looking at the left hand. Inhale, we come up tall. Keep those arms in line. And exhale, we turn and lower. One. Two stroke, little toe cuts off of that left hand, inhale, come up. Exhale, we come down, right hand outside of left foot, and one and two, inhale, come up, there's your third one. Exhale, we come around, here's four. Good. And here's five, once again, right hand cuts off little toe, inhale, we're up. Here's six, left hand cuts off right toe, inhale, we're up. Here's seven, inhale, we sit tall. Exhale, we turn, here's eight, here's a nine. Good, here's 10, and we'll come back around and lower the arms. Okay, so now we're going to move into our butterfly stretch. Just stretch out the inner thighs by bringing the bottom of your feet together, holding at your feet, or it could be your ankles. Let's fly away with the legs as we move those legs up and down. Relaxing with each breath, feel how you get a good stretch in those hips. Slowing that down, let's go into our seated forward fold through the legs with the torso. Press those arms into the legs as you move them down. Nice inhales and exhales. So you're trying to bring your belly in towards your heels and your nose moving down towards your toes, but keeping your back flat and moving forward. Okay, we're going to release and roll up. Straighten our legs and bring them underneath us as we're now at a table position. So our hands are underneath our shoulders, knees are underneath our hips. So we're going to, knees are under hips. Now let's go ahead and move into our cat. Here, we're going to move under our cat stretch. We exhale, tuck the hips under, chin to the chest, lifting that back up high. Inhale, reverse it. So it's a reverse cat or a dog tilt. Lift your hips up, you're looking up, abdominals reaching to the ground. Exhale, we go right back to cat. Inhale, reverse it. Tilting the hips up, we look up, stretching through the arms, keep them nice and straight in both positions. Exhale back to back to cat. Let's reverse that cat. Right, one more time, right back into cat. As we exhale, long through those arms, feel the shoulder blades side apart. Let's reverse that cat, last one. Good, curl the toes under. Let's move into our downward facing dog as we lift up our knees and our hips as we push back against our hands. Moving the legs a little bit as you lift a heel and lower a heel. Continuing your breath. Great, slowing the movement down. Let's start to walk our hands back to our feet. Folding over our legs, getting a good stretch into those hamstrings. Now as we inhale, start to release our hands and roll up through our spine, stacking through the spine one vertebra at a time. So let's do a little windmills right and left. Loosen up our spine, swing the body, smooth those arms. Loosen up your spine, get more range of motion with that spine. Great job. So be sure that you're trying to do at least 2 to 3 sets of each of those exercises and go back through and replay this, and you'll be able to be stronger in your core and help you gain more flexibility. And it's a great warm-up for the workout you have in store. So be sure to check out more podcasts at my podcast account at Mind, Body, and Soul. This is Irvin Rue. Check it out and check out the website at irvinrue.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Get fit and get moving. Take care. Bye now.